Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Supervisor, please tell us a little bit about the vandalism that we saw over the weekend at Kenny Park.
Yeah, yesterday morning, early on, I was notified that there was some vandalism that occurred over at Kenny Park, over at our Veterans Memorial, and over in our Rails of Trail. That occurred overnight, and obviously very, very disappointed and very concerned about, people who would desecrate these facilities that we have dedicated to our veterans and our brand new inclusive playground, as well as our beautiful Rails of Trail. So notified the police department. They're on the case. And they're taking all leads and anything that they can find out, and we would encourage the public to reach out to them.
What were some of the messages on the graffiti?
Nothing in particular. Just various items. I don't want to really get into the things that they said, but there were one or two racial tones to their graffiti and other inappropriate words.
Is there a lead on who may have been responsible?
Not at this time. They're still doing the investigation. It's early on. It's only been less than 36 hours. So they're scouring through video that people may have and looking out for anything that they may find. That's why it's important for the public to, if they do have any information or if anybody saw anything in the wee hours of the morning on Sunday morning, and please reach out to our town of Tonawanda Police Department at 716-879-6606. And they will be very interested in talking to you.
What was going through your mind when you heard about this?
Well, as I alluded to a little earlier, disappointed, but not surprised. We've seen this happen in other towns, other communities. Graffiti has been around. People have been putting graffiti on things for, hundred years. I'm going to assume go back that far. So, graffiti is nothing new. But still, these are at facilities. They're the pride and joy of our town. They get a lot of traffic over there at Kenny Park with our Veterans Memorial and Rails of Trail and our new playground. So it's just disappointing. I'm happy to report that our crews were out there this morning bright and early, and almost everything is all cleaned up already. So if you went out there right now, you'd be hard-pressed to find that something happened.
That's got to be encouraging for not just you, but people who use the playground there.
Well, that's why we want to jump on it, as quickly as possible, to get it back in its shape, that people have become accustomed to.